This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Rabbi said at Justice Ginsburg's memorial in the Capitol, her dissent, her strong words when she would disagree with the Republican-appointed justices, her words were never cries of defeat. They were blueprints for the future. So to all Americans, this hearing, whatever these guys try to do, whatever you hear from me, it will not be a cry of defeat. It will instead be our blueprint for the future. Yes, Judge. I think this hearing is a sham. I think it shows real messed up priorities from the Republican Party. But I am here to do my job, to tell the truth. To all Americans, we don't have some clever procedural way to stop this sham, to stop them from rushing through a nominee. But we have a secret weapon that they don't have. We have Americans who are watching, who work hard every day, believe in our country and the rule of law, whether they are Democrats, Republicans, or independents. They know what this president and the Republican Party are doing right now is very wrong. In fact, 74% of Americans think we should be working on a COVID relief package right now instead of this. Let me tell you a political secret. I doubt that it will be a brilliant cross-examination that's going to change this judge's trajectory this week. No, it is you. It is you calling Republican senators and telling them enough is enough, telling them it is personal, telling them they have their priorities wrong. So do it. And it is you voting even when they try to do everything to stop you. It is you making your own blueprint for the future, instead of crying defeat. So do it. This isn't Donald Trump's country. It is yours. This shouldn't be Donald Trump's judge. It should be yours. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, an emotional Senator Amy Klobuchar making a pronouncement about what should be or what shouldn't be, but the Democrats know it is a lost cause. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, so that's where we sit. It was the start of the show, much different than Brett Kavanaugh's hearing in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Committee Chair Lindsey Graham made it clear in his opening statement that the hearings would be a fast-paced kind of show. Without much else, he offered up some justification for confirming justices in an election year. And the bottom line is, and Graham knows this, all Republicans will vote yes. All the Democrats will vote no. Graham said that. It's preordained. And this is kind of like politely watching whatever the rings are that you have to jump through being jumped through versus what we saw with Justice Brett Kavanaugh, which was like a crazy freak show circus that included all kinds of things with people screaming and protests. And there was protests outside of this hearing, but there's nothing that is going to stop this train. One thing that was of note that was worth mentioning in watching this and watching what happened. Like I said, it's pretty obvious what's going to happen here because of the numbers. And this is what happens when you have the numbers. So it was a very kid sort of friendly hearing. And the reason why is because Judge Amy Coney Barrett has a lot of children. So the children kept coming up, like after all the Republicans would mention her children. She has seven children and a two-parent household, and they somehow make it work. So you can imagine the portrait of that, and people say, yeah, this is true. This is it. This is the life. And two of the kids are adopted from Haiti as well. So it's interesting because the children, like I said, that was the thing that struck me. That kept coming up. And it came up from the Democrats' point of view, too, because they were talking about the Affordable Care Act and what would happen if it was dismantled. That's a talking point. So Senator Dick Durbin told the story of a kid named Kenny who has congenital heart problem, and the fact that the medical costs were over $1 million over the first 4 months of his life. And then Klobuchar, who you heard there, had a photo of twin girls from her home state, one with diabetes, and they needed the ACA for reliable health insurance, and her sister had a similar diagnosis, because this is one of the things that will come up once she is confirmed and then the court swings more conservatively. It definitely will be the end of the ACA. I can't imagine how Obamacare, ACA, whatever you want to call it, stays intact. And this has been the sticking point for the Dems along with Roe v. Wade. So we'll see as this continues to move. But, you know, Barrett sat at the witness table in the center of the whole thing, and her children were behind her. She spent most of the time just kind of listening, answering what you would normally do. She certainly didn't lean in or didn't, you know, portray any favoritism, I guess, is what I'm looking for. I mean, she just was sat there solidly and answered questions. She's a pro at this, of course, and I think this is just a rubber stamp moment. I mean, it's true. What Klobuchar said is true from that point of view, and what Lindsey Graham said is true from that point of view. They're not stopping this. This is history. This is racing to replace a justice on the Supreme Court. It's a lifetime appointment, and you bet that the president was not going to back out of that historic moment. One thing that is happening as far as voting is concerned is the number of people voting. And I have to bring this up right at the top. So while this hearing is going on in D.C., the votes are being tallied, and it's 10 million. I was just on the air saying it was over 5 million. 10 million people have already voted. 10 million. I mean, we have never seen numbers like this. That is crazy. It's crazy good, because then people care, and it's something that I said in many previous shows that I've been screaming about this forever, or politely cajoling you all to go and vote, because you know what? Your vote matters. Slice it however you want to slice it, but I think it's undeniably un-American not to want to vote. If you ever have the chance to go to a communist country or visit a country where there is no say in the politics, really, and you see some of the things that I've seen, you understand what an important thing it is to be able to vote, and why voting is something that should be so sacrosanct in this country. And we shouldn't have to worry about voting like we're in a banana republic where there's so many arguments about ballots and how are we voting and what happens at these precincts, for goodness sake. By now, so much of that should already be ironed out. This shouldn't be constantly what keeps coming up again and again and again. All right, you had some thoughts about Amy Coney Barrett and voting, so we're marching to the mailroom. Mailbag up next.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
About the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
What?
Yeah.
We didn't have to dig very far for this one. Mac in Portland, thanks for this. Mac pointed out to me earlier in the day, and I hadn't yet seen it, but he talked about J&J, so Johnson & Johnson. He says, Kate Delaney, COVID-19 vaccine trials, hold the presses, stop the news. Somebody came down with some weird illness, so they stopped that trial at least. That can't be good. So one down, how many left? Yeah, they temporarily, what they call it is temporarily icing it after a volunteer had this weird illness. But it is the second time, probably what he was alluding to. It is the second time that a COVID-19 vaccine trial had to be stopped because of something weird that happened with one of the people that was one of the subjects of the tests. So what does that make people think? Whoa, just this hold our horses. How safe would this vaccine even be? And then all of a sudden expectations get sucked out of the room, right? Because everybody's looking for this quick fix. Now, for Johnson & Johnson, they have about 60,000 volunteers around the world. So they were told to pause testing of the single dose vaccine. So that's what they're saying. Because of the patient that's ill, they're evaluating all of that because they're looking for, of course, adverse things, events, illnesses, whatever, because that's the whole thing with the clinical study. That's why the push to get so many people involved in it. Remember, AstraZeneca stopped testing their vaccine after they had somebody get ill. Then that trial resumed in a couple of countries, but not in the U.S. And really, AstraZeneca was on the front line as one of the leading companies that could solve this the riddle. So they're trying to figure out if they can resume the tests in America. AstraZeneca is, because they had a participant who got ill from England. But it is a wake-up call about the whole idea of a reliable vaccine. And it's interesting because Anne said, I am one of those people. I'm iffy on the vaccine, Kate, and I understand why people are a little bit nervous about this race to be as speedy as possible to come up with one. Yes, everybody wants a solution. Yes, to your point, nobody wants to hear no cure, but it's no good if the vaccine doesn't work. Well, you know what? Gallup did a poll that showed 50% of Americans say they will get the COVID-19 vaccine if it's cleared and approved by the FDA. But that number's down 11% from another poll that was done in August that had 61% of Americans. So because then you look at the other side, that means half of the people in this poll said, no, I'm not getting it. I don't want it. And then the other half said they would get it. What's interesting is young adults are more likely to get vaccinated and more positive about the safety of the drug than middle age or older adults. Why do you think that is? More to lose, people. Hashtag less life left. The poll also showed men, 56%, are more willing than women. I was surprised by that. So the women are the skeptics versus, at least according to the Gallup poll, right? And, you know, it's a sampling. But I say this all the time. I don't have to put this qualifier out there. But why would people pay so much money to, especially Gallup, to these tried and true services if they didn't nail it sometimes, right? And, you know, let's face it, there's always the argument about vaccines. There's the anti-vaxxers. Maybe some of you are even listening. In fact, if you are listening and you're an anti-vaxxer, send me your thoughts as to why and what do you see as this being really super dangerous. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com or 855-266-5283. I mean, I get it. I might be answering my own question that, you know, you're putting your life in the hands of whoever it is that's giving you the vaccine that's clearing at the FDA, I guess. And they gotta convince us that it's safe. You know, that's the thing. So convince us that this is not a political pressured move, or just solving the crisis as fast as possible, because nobody wants to not have an answer to this, which makes complete sense. I want an answer. You want an answer? Let's be honest. But we certainly don't want to be injected with something that's going to make our life worse and cause horrible outbreaks of some mysterious illness. So you do have to halt when a trial hits that. But it is worrisome to hear about that. Yeah, definitely. All right, let's go to this one. Jerry, and Jerry's listening to us in the great state of Florida, and Jerry says, Kate, I think people here have lost their minds. I am a Republican, but I think DeSantis has done too many handstands. I don't get it. So much is opening in Florida, and yet we still see the COVID rates really haven't calmed down. I don't think people are completely social distancing. I don't think people are doing the whole mask thing. It depends on where you are. And listen, I was anti-mask when this whole thing first happened, and then I woke up when my best friend got it and almost died and realized how stupid I was. And I'm not taking my R away, and I'm still a lifelong Republican card-carrying member, but I have a smarter brain, and I don't understand why we continually put the people in Florida at risk. You know, it's interesting. Thanks for that. There's 218,000 deaths, to be specific, 218,448 deaths in the U.S., COVID-19 deaths. There's almost 8 million confirmed cases. 5 million have recovered. Globally, well over a million deaths. We already know that. 1,078,629, and confirmed cases, you know, off the charts, right? Off the charts. How many? $37 million? Could it be $37 million? And now we've seen that more states are starting, states that weren't having problems are starting to see the outbreak, and the we've also got somebody who has now come down with it twice, which that's not a good thing at all. That upends everything. That somebody's gone through it and now they've gotten it a second time, and that second time they feel even worse. These are all things that we don't want to hear. And I get it. I mean, it's about numbers. It's about procedures. It's about figuring out the ways to treat this. And in Nevada, the man who got reinfected, it's a cautionary tale about the risk of it. Because guess what? He wasn't the, 78-year-old, I had two heart attacks. No, he was 25 years old, and he got the second infection worse than the first. He has recovered, but it's the questions about how long people are protected after being infected with the virus that is what the consideration is. What does it mean now that you get infected twice? I mean, and of course, there are lots of different kinds of respiratory infections that are out there. But he is rare. I mean, there's been about 20-some documented cases of reinfection worldwide. Worldwide. And maybe is it common among people who have no idea that this has happened? It's tough to prove it. I mean, that's part of the deal. They proved this one. Proved it. And they proved a few others. But that's what makes it complicated. Complicated is the word for this whole thing, isn't it? It is. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Hal. I'll quickly get to this. And Hal says, Kate, I heard you talk about the general election and the fact that so many people have early voted. I claim to be one of those people. I did the early voting thing, and it felt so good. One, because I don't have to be in a cruddy COVID line waiting to vote on the third. Also, there won't be anything funky with my mail-in ballot because I actually just did it in person. So I did the in-person early voting. And I think that people may be surprised by the outcome of it when it's all said and done. I think I'd be surprised if we announce who won the presidential side of things on November 3rd. I think it drags out longer because of mail-in ballots, actually. So good for you for voting early. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde. Judge Amy Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearing began Monday. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
The Senate majority Republicans are defying the traditions of the Senate and rushing forward with President Trump's third nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
The person appearing before this committee is in a category of excellence, something the country should be proud of. We do have a country that needs to move forward safely, and we're going to work in the Senate to do our job, and one of the most important jobs the Senate Judiciary Committee will ever do.
Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy.
If Republicans are now successful, the results will be nothing short of catastrophic for the millions of Americans who depend upon its coverage and projection.
USA Radio News. President Trump was on the campaign trail Monday in the Sunshine State as White House physician Sean Conley said the president had tested negative for the coronavirus on consecutive days.
Who shipped away your jobs, shut down your factories, threw open your borders, and ravaged our cities while sacrificing American blood and treasure in this ridiculous, endless war, set of endless wars that we've been in for a long time, 19 years. They're all coming back home. You know that, right? They're all coming back home, our great warriors, our great soldiers.
Russia has begun human trials of its controversial coronavirus vaccine in the United Arab Emirates. The UAE is the second foreign country to trial Russia's Sputnik V vaccine. Additional trials are reportedly set to begin in Venezuela, a Russia ally. Russia vaccine has experts around the world questioning its efficacy and safety. USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A cow and feel better. And if you have something political to say, you could make a lot of money. Well, isn't that what we do? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Remember, you can always hit me up with your thoughts 24/7. It's like a drive-through window, but you don't get the calories. So Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I'm always amazed by the tremendous amounts of email that we received. All right, each and every show. So I do and I don't and I can't decide in sickness and in health. Until I'm in a pandemic and then I can't stand you. So the coronavirus pandemic has become a perfect storm for people contemplating divorce and never bigger in any spot in the U.S. than in D.C. And I guess it's working hard, living under the same roof, on top of each other, being locked in that house together, long hours, all that kind of stuff. But before, you used to have a commute, you used to have a break, you used to have a lunch hour, you used to have people you would meet for a quick drink, and now all that's gone. And then, of course, the financial stress, the furloughs, all that other stuff, the conflicts on what do you do with kids and their education. And no personal space. I think that's the biggest thing. Lack of personal space. I mean, that's got to be huge. So there was a, according to some national statistics, what they're showing, and this is in filings in the courts in D.C., there was a 70% increase in the volume of calls. So when the court opened, people were calling and saying, I need a divorce now, today, not tomorrow, not next week. I need to get in, and I need to get a divorce. So divorce lawyers in D.C. are banking it. They're making some bucks. when people say, I don't, they make some money. And this is happening. There's a backlog in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. So they're talking about that it's going to take longer to separate families than maybe normal because of the amount of people that find themselves wanting to say, adios, you were good until you weren't. Again, those vows, for better, for worse, in sickness and in health. I mean, maybe people rewrite their vows. So I guess until it's not convenient, until you invade my personal space, then it's not so good anymore when my personal space is invaded. All right, so maybe they needed to hug a cow. This is wild. I mean, there is goat yoga, and this is odds and ends because we're breaking away from all the numbers of COVID and the politics and the argument over the Supreme Court nominee for this segment to fill in the blanks with some other things that are happening and what people are talking about. People are talking about the divorce rate and people that they're shocked that are getting divorced because they never thought that they would find themselves in that spot. But so goat yoga isn't the only thing. I was reading something today about hugging a cow and how it can provide some amazing therapy. So cow hugging therapy has become a thing. It's great, I guess. You know what? It's great if you have a bunch of cows. It's a good way to reimagine, right? Charge whatever you're going to charge to do that. And I guess it's not something that's new. It's just all of a sudden that people are talking about cow cuddling because they've done it in Europe and other places for a long time. And this is, you know, we just had Mental Health Week, and with the pandemic, people are trying to find comfort and however they can find it. So maybe 10 years ago, there was a study in the Applied Animal Behavior Science book that said that cows show cues of deep relaxation. They stretch out. They allow their ears to fall back when massaged, in their neck and upper back. it just seems so funny to me. But it promotes positivity, reduces stress. It boosts the oxytocins in your in us. The hormones, that the positive hormones are, you know, oxytocin is a positive hormone that is released in social bonding, and it's a calming effect. I get that with the dogs. I get that with cats. I get that with other animals. I don't know. It just seems as though there could be an easier way than to have a cow that you cuddle. I'm just saying, right? And this is a thing. This is a thing that people are going and doing. They're paying people to hug a cow. In Switzerland, it's a big deal. The cow therapy is a big deal there. So move over, dogs. Forget kitties. And hello, cows. So maybe I don't know, maybe you hug a heifer. And if you hug a heifer, it does something completely different that I just can't wrap my head around, but if it works, it works, right? Absolutely. Whatever gets you to be calm, whatever makes you feel comfortable, I think I think that's the key thing. All right, we talked about the outbreak and how many more with COVID and all that kind of thing. So more people are working from home. Microsoft is saying more people would permanently be at home and could be at home if they wanted to be there as we go through all of this with the virus toll hitting high numbers. But so this idea of returning to normal, we are still such a long way off. So you're seeing that industries that have gotten just slammed to the ground, and the movie industry certainly is one of those. What now the focus is on streaming. I mean, have you noticed that? Are you getting the push for that? So even Disney, they restructured their media and entertainment divisions. Why? Because they're accelerating direct-to-consumer. That's the strategy. So just get right in there and just do that. Because if you can get people to do the memberships to pay for Disney, then you're guaranteed all of that revenue in there and put something that they can't resist up, and they'll do it. So a complete rehaul of what never would have been in what would be their main, one of their main sources has now become that they are moving into content distribution. It's all about ad sales and Disney Plus. And announcing that, of course, rocks the numbers on Wall Street. They jump up another 5%. I mean, listen, as of August, do the math on this, folks. Disney has 100 million paid subscribers across their streaming, and we're screaming, on their streaming offerings. And half of them are Disney Plus. So is it the complete answer to making up for things that they've lost in what would have been movie revenue or park revenue or, you know, any of that, because they had to lay off 28,000 workers when their parks in California, like Disneyland, they couldn't reopen those. But this is the reorg. This is what they have to look at. Products, publishing, and new ways of entertainment, and shelve some of those releases until they can be guaranteed bigger box office, like the Marvel blockbuster Black Widow. The Pixar film, Soul, that's also postponed. Instead, it's going to be on Disney Plus in December. And you even look at, they had an animated feature, Mulan, and they pulled it out of theaters because people weren't going to theaters. 70% of people polled, here we go with the polls again, say they wouldn't go to a theater. So Disney Plus, they... $30, right? And they sold it that way. And they're gonna look at how it's done earnings wise. And from what I understand, it's done pretty well. And this was part of the whole idea. Okay, this is what we're gonna do instead. So this restructuring, the reason I bring it up is because this is, you know, what I'm saying about here in Odds and Ends is reimagining. And I talk about this all the time. What are you doing to reimagine if you feel that you're stuck? Because we are going to be in this for a while. We're seeing some of these drug trials fall apart. There's the race to make something happen, but there still is the no cure. There is a guy in Nevada that got COVID twice. So there's questions about, wow, where does this virus go and what kind of effects does it have on different people? There's more people working from home. There's more big companies saying they're going to keep it that way. And there's people struggling in the middle of all of that. Yet the president, who reversed course on last week and urged Congress to approve a series of coronavirus relief measures that he said he would sign, including a new round of $1,200 stimulus checks. And Democrats and Republicans can just not come to an agreement. So he just wanted a standalone bill for stimulus checks so that people could get the help that they needed. He tweeted out to Nancy Pelosi, "Are you listening?" That's a perfect way to end Odds and Ends, because we have no idea what the odd couple will do next. Laundry and COVID-19, things you must know to keep yourself safe. We're talking about it next.
Hey man, knock upon my door, said, don't you know you're going to die someday? And I got a plan for you, man.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Edition of For Your Health. What a pleasure to be joined by Dr. Kelly Reynolds, professor and chair of the Department of Community Environment and Policy, Program Director of Environmental Health Sciences at the Zuckerman College of Public Health and Director of Environment Exposure Science and Risk Assessment Center at the University of Arizona. That is a long and impressive title, but I thought it was important to put that title out there because we're talking about something that I think a lot of people take for granted, but they need to pay attention to, and it's how you're handling household laundry during COVID-19. Doc, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Great, thank you. It's a busy time in public health. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, boy, it sure is. And it's cold and flu season, and everybody's talking about it. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Throw that into the mix. What do we need to know about laundry best practices to try and stay safe?
Right. We call it the trifecta that's approaching. So cold season, flu season, and of course we have the COVID-19 illness going on right now. But I get a lot of questions about laundry and am I doing my laundry correctly? Do I need to worry about germs in the laundry, especially if there's somebody sick in the household? And the reality is we do need to think about laundry, but the normal laundry process, as long as you're using a high quality deep cleaning detergent, we know that is very effective at killing the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. And also your cold and flu viruses. Respiratory viruses as a whole are kind of wimpy in the environment. They don't survive very well.
Yeah, so it brings up a question that's interesting, and I just was having this discussion with somebody. Is it necessary to throw in a sanitizer into the routine to protect yourself, your family against the viruses that cause colds, the flu, and, of course, COVID-19?
Sanitizers really aren't necessary if you have a healthy household and even if you have illness in the household that's respiratory in origin. So the colds, the flus, COVID-19 illnesses, they're killed very easily by the normal washing process as long as you're using a deep cleaning detergent. Where we do recommend the use of laundry sanitizers or bleach is if you have somebody that has an infection like a stomach bug or diarrhea, vomiting, those viruses tend to be a little bit harder to kill. They're designed to survive your stomach acids, so they can survive pretty well in the environment and in laundry as well. So that's where we recommend using laundry sanitizers. And something I think a lot of people don't realize is that the sanitizers are most effective when they're added in the rinse cycle. So you want to do your normal wash first, get the dirt and debris out so that your sanitizers can get to the germs and work more effectively.
Yeah. I mean, this seems like a layup question, Doc, but, you know, I think people sometimes take it for granted, like, oh, it goes through the cycles, it's fine, and all the things that we just talked about are super, super important, because you really can get things from the laundry if you don't do it properly, am I right?
That's correct. Laundry can transmit germs, and germs can survive in laundry. Respiratory viruses, only a matter of maybe hours to days, but if you're talking about your stomach bugs, they can survive longer, days to weeks even. And it's really important when you're handling laundry to remember to wash your hands. When you're transferring dirty laundry into the washing machine, that's a good time to wash or sanitize your hands. You don't want to go make a salad for your family until you've done that, because you've handled a product, your laundry, that could actually transmit germs to your hands. And you can transmit that to other places.
Yeah. I have to ask you this question, too, because you have such a an interesting job. I have to say that. And you mentioned this at the top. Of course, it's a very, very busy time. Have you ever seen in your career a time like this?
No, this is new for me, and I've been working in this field for about 30 years. I've been working on the laundry topic for decades. So we've worked for a long time studying detergents and really evaluating what are the best detergents and laundry practices to use. But I think the good news is that the respiratory viruses, the cold, flu, and COVID-19 viruses are very easily killed. So I think we can put people's mind at ease that if you're running through your normal laundry practices and using high-quality deep-cleaning detergents, that's really enough to keep your family safe.
Oh, that's great. So there's a lot of, like we said, conflicting information. You've cleared so much of it up for us, but there may be more questions. Where can some of our listeners go for more information or guidance about this?
I have a lot of information at the University of Arizona website. If you go to arizona.edu and just search for laundry, you'll find some good guidelines. Also, the CDC has some laundry guidelines available at cdc.gov. Those are good resources for more information.
Dr. Kelly Reynolds, thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care, Kate.
All right. So, you know, talking about COVID and other aspects of it, it's interesting because did you think about that? Did you think about laundry and, oh, well, yeah, so I'll just wash my hands before that, before I dive into the laundry, because you think of the laundry as being the thing that just cleans everything, right? So you stuff the clothes in the washer and you're putting all the detergent on there. But what are you doing with your hands before that? It just is intriguing to me. And because of that conversation, it made me think more about, oh, geez, how am I doing the wash? And if for the whole wellness deal, you know, how am I doing that? And we look at the other aspects of COVID, and one of the other conversations I've had with a lot of people, especially lately, is what are you doing because of, you see how damaging it is to your mental health. And I mean, even people who are not struggling with mental illness are finding the walls closing in more. So in looking for ways to be out and looking for ways to exercise, I think the whole exercise thing is kicking in a huge way, which is why we see this explosion of like the Peloton bikes, right? The Peloton already was becoming a thing. There's always some cycle of whatever the equipment is, and Peloton this time around, and especially with the pandemic, seems to be one of the places people are trying to get their exercise on. They're even offering, like, they have apps where you don't have to have a Peloton, but they stream workouts, and they've got run and spin and stretch and, you know, yoga things, meditate, that kind of deal. So they're smart. They're looking at ways to reimagine what they're doing. I mean, they were already doing that you could jump on this bike, da-da-da-da-da, but the fact that you could get these workouts from home and maybe you didn't even have a bike necessarily. So that's one company. I think the other thing is whatever it is that you can do where you can be outside, we're seeing more and more and more of that. I think there's a big comeback with tennis. Not that it had fallen off the map, but people were playing tennis, but now it's exploded a little bit more. We're seeing that with golf. There's more people. That's why the equipment is so tough. And, of course, bicycling. You know, I talk about riding a bike and trying to get bikes that are not souped-up bikes, but normal bikes, you know, the old school. I don't know, I'll call them Schwinn or whatever, but just a basic bike, they're having a hard time keeping them in stock. Just look around at how many people are biking in your neighborhood. And so selling bikes, used bikes for sale, huge, 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 huge market for that. And again, that goes hand in hand with, oh, okay, so now the pandemic has changed the way people are looking at being fit, and part of that is because if they were at least going somewhere, they were commuting, they were moving around, they were being around people, they were walking at lunchtime, meaning walking to and from errands, etc. I mean, now you're not even doing that. So the push to figure out, okay, what can I do because I lost what I normally do, including for some people. Some have gone back to a gym, but others are, you know, fear the idea of being in a gym. I think it's like the movie theater scenario that I explained earlier where the numbers were high of people who did not want to go back to the movies. It's the same thing for gyms. Even if the gyms demonstrate over and over again what they're doing to keep it clean, to keep it as safe as they can, I think there is a fear about doing that. I think there's a fear about going back into that closed space and having other people close to you and sweating and the whole thing that happens, you know, when you're at a gym. But she definitely gave us something to think about, I think, with the whole laundry dealio. So just pay attention to what the doc said. Dr. Reynolds, she said, you know, pay attention to what's going on with your body and how you're doing your wash. I know I'll always wash my hands before I do the laundry now. All right, you never know what you're going to get when you tune into this show, eh? Thanks so much to Nathan Reeder, our technical maestro. Good to have him back in the saddle. And to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.